for how each student would handle the environment of being in the wilderness for a week, but I was so impressed with each one of these students who were on this trip and the way that they rose to the occasion and cared for one another well and did some really creative problem solving throughout the week and experienced God in some really powerful ways. So we want to allow them some space to share with you all some reflections about the trip. And so we spent the first night and last night all together as a group at Adventurous Christians, which is a camp that is under the umbrella of Covenant Pines up in the Boundary Waters. And then for three nights, we were out on trail together. And we actually split into girls and guys groups for those three nights out on trail. So you'll hear some different perspectives from those two groups as they share. But first, we want to show you a slideshow of pictures from the trip, so we can roll that now. let those pictures keep scrolling as we start, but I want to invite our group to come on up. So I will be asking them some different questions about our trip. So they'll come up one by one and share. And Belle, we're going to have you share first. And we'll be asking you, how did you experience God in the Boundary Waters?
When we were up at the Boundary Waters, there were many times we all saw God. But I want to talk about one time that might seem pretty insignificant, but was very eye-opening to me. We all know the old adage, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? And I can tell you, it does. When we were canoeing on the first day, it was extremely peaceful. No extra noise, maybe a bird or two. But then, all of a sudden, a tree fell, making a loud cracking noise. We were all silent for a second, and then we started to make jokes about, well, the old adage. After all the jokes you could make about a falling tree, which there weren't many, I started to realize that that insignificant tree falling meant something to God. God made everything on earth with a purpose, and that includes that falling tree. Even if we aren't there to witness it, because we could have easily passed by that tree without seeing it fall, it would have still have fell making that noise. It really just shows how God cares about everything on the earth.
Thanks, Belle. Next, we'll ask Paige, what was the most challenging part of the trip and why?
Normally, like, one of the most challenging parts would be, like, the porches with all the heavy packs and the canoes. But ours was actually our tent, as you probably would have seen. Our tent was supposed to have a couple little white pieces, but it didn't. I think they, like, got lost or something like that in an earlier trip. So when we first started putting up the tent, we were at a complete loss. We were like, okay, I have no idea how to do this. And so when our leader, Marie, like, came over to actually show us how to do it, she was like, okay, we don't have those pieces. So what we ended up doing, we took two, like, thick sticks, and then a bunch of, and then we took a string from the tarp, and we just basically just tied it to the poles. And at first, it was not great. It worked, but it wasn't great. But then, as the days went on, we, like, got it more secure, and by the last day, it looked like it, just a normal tent.
It was pretty cool. It was great to watch. Alex and Ryan, we'll have you both share about your favorite memory from the trip and why it was your favorite.
All right. Well, my favorite memory from the trip kind of connects with one of my goals that I had set prior starting the trip, which was to see the night sky, because you can't really see, like, the stars in the city because of light pollution. But whenever I go on trips, I always try to make it a goal to see some really nice constellations. And so during the trip, it didn't happen. So there was the bugs, and they just generally, it was just tired. And, yeah, there was also, like, two nights where we had, like, a storm or it was raining. So it didn't work out during the trip, but once we got back to AC, I was taking a walk, and I almost forgot about my goal until, you know, I saw the dock and started seeing the stars in the reflection of the water, and so I went out and got to see some really nice stars, and, you know, I just really think that's one of the most memorable moments from the trip.
All right, well, my favorite moment from the trip, or memory from the trip, was our guide. He was really, really encouraging, and he didn't really say anything, but you could just see it in his actions and how he just carried, I mean, the heaviest canoe and the biggest pack and just never complained about it and just always kept going. And it kind of encouraged us to keep going and just never complain about it. And just try and have the best time of your life while carrying the heaviest thing you'll ever carry. And he just kind of was uplifting in a way that you just don't have to hear. You just can see it. and it kind of allowed us to have a little fun as well, never letting us know the time of day, and only telling us when we can dip our water bottles in the lake. It's the only thing he told us we could do. So he was just really fun and really encouraging, and I guess our guide was my favorite memory of the trip.
Katie, what is one takeaway from the trip that will affect your life here at home?
Okay, so I have a really big fear of thunderstorms. It's, like, not really good, and it's, like, pretty bad. Going into the trip, I knew it was going to be something that I would struggle with, because I was thinking there's no way that I'm going to be lucky as to get out of here without going through a big storm, and I was 100% right. It was Wednesday night, there was a huge storm, and the night before, like, before we went to bed, we were sitting on the rocks and looking at the clouds, and I could see them coming, and I started freaking out. And Murray was like, no, it's going to be fine. Like, there can't be tornadoes up here. It's too hilly, and there's too many lakes. And I was like, okay. But I went to bed right then because I was trying to be 100% asleep when the storm came so that I would not freak out. And that didn't happen. Well, it happened, but I got woken up because it was, like, constant lightning and thunder. And so we were all laying there awake, and I knew that we were all awake, so I turned to Paige, and I was like, yo, are you up? But it was way louder than I thought it was because I couldn't, like, I was just constant thunder. So I was sitting there freaking out, and I thought, you know what, God has a plan for me, and I'm going to get through this so that when I go back home, I know I can always relate back to this storm. Like, is this storm worse or better? And there was a really big storm the other day, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go sit in my basement and not freak out because it's not as bad as it was in the Boundary Waters. But I don't really know if that was true because there was no radars in the Boundary Waters. So I'm just going to keep saying that, and I'm going to be fine.
All right, Ben and Rachel, we'll have you both share about what you're thankful for from our trip.
Well, I have a few things. The first one is my parents, because they helped me pack. And my mom had a genius idea to put all of my clothes and all my gear in gallon Ziploc bags so that should our canoe capsize, my stuff wouldn't get wet. And we did the same thing for both me and Ryan. And when we got there and we packed our stuff into the Duluth packs, we had, like, at least 10 extra gallon bags. It was ridiculous. And we left half of our stuff back at camp because there's not enough space for all that we brought. I'm also thankful for our guide, Jared. He did a lot of the work for us, to be honest, and I was appreciative of that. I'm also thankful for God's provision for us and keeping us safe. On our second night, we camped on Brule Lake, and there was a very big thunderstorm. And, well, it happened while we were asleep, but the tent just got battered. It was horrendous winds, and I think one of the stakes came out of the ground, and so our tent started to go lopsided while we were inside of it. And so Jared got up, got out, staked the thing back in, and came back in soaked. And so that was fun. And then on our third day as well, we were on Windchill Lake, which is a big lake that's like 7 miles long. So we were going down it, and as we were going down, we could see this wall of rain coming behind us. And so we were like, all right, boys, let's paddle. And thankfully, there was no wind, so it was just the rain. So while we were soaked, we could still paddle very efficiently. So, and then when we camped that night, the sun came out, and it all cleared up. It was a beautiful night. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, there's a lot to be thankful for, and I have to start by saying I think that all of our thankfulness starts with this congregation when we decided that we were going to go to the Boundary Waters for our second youth group trip here. It was so fun to hear different people come up to us and express the experiences that they had had in the Boundary Water, and you guys helped get us excited about going. These students did amazing in the Boundary Waters, so I have to be thankful for each and every one of them, their can-do attitude and their humility and their grit is just amazing. It was definitely a trip to remember, and there were parts of it that didn't go as perfect or well-planned as we thought it would have, but when you've got great kids and they're willing to make a STEM project out of their tent, we were really thankful for just good attitudes. It's also important to be thankful for Adventurous Christians, which is the organization that we went through. They are located up in the Boundary Waters, so we are so grateful and thankful that they are part of Covenant Pines and that they help support our leadership, because they are our guides, they are our chefs, they are our counselors, they're our medics. So there's so many things that wouldn't have been possible without their placement right up there in the Boundary Waters that made this trip possible for us. The Boundary Waters is a beautiful place to be able to have that so close to the Twin Cities, even though it was a bit of a car ride. It just to have that part of Minnesota has been so incredible. We are grateful for the chance that we have to unplug. We all get so busy, so to have the Boundary Waters up north and a chance for each of us to just literally have no cell phone service, it's really humbling, and it's a beautiful thing. Which leads me to my biggest thankfulness is just for our great God. He is incredible, because I always, after our first Boundary Waters trip, I said that the Boundary Waters is actually a prayer test, because you just go out there and there's no one that can really tell you the radar, or you can't Google quite where you are. There's no little tracking on you. So it's a lot of just recognizing the power of God and the power that prayer has in your life, and the ways that you can draw strength from experiences that don't go as well as planned, and then the love that He has for us when you're done with a portage, or when you make it to your campsite at the end of the day and you just get to relax. There is no better example of peace. So there is a lot to be thankful for, and thank you to each and one of you that prayed for us and goodies to us and helped us with all of our fundraising. We had a really great time, I think.
Thank you to all of you for sharing, and to you again as a congregation for supporting us throughout this whole experience. And I would just love to close this time in prayer together. God, we're so thankful for who you are, that you are a God who creates beautiful places like the Boundary Waters for us to enjoy and to have special encounters with you. We thank you for your work in each one of these students and leaders who are on this trip, the ways that you met each one of us in special ways, in unique ways, in new ways. We thank you that the work is not over, that what we experienced on our trip will continue to affect us as we live our lives here at home. And we thank you that you are so good and faithful to us every day of our lives. We thank you that you are a God who creates beautiful things and makes things new. And we thank you for a congregation that is so intentional about supporting our young people at this church. We thank you for their time, for their financial resources, for their prayer, for their deep investment in the students of this church. And we thank you, God, that you have given each one of us gifts that we can offer to one another in meaningful ways. And so we pray for each one of these students as they enter into a new school year and all the transitions that brings. Pray that this experience would continue to mold them and shape them in unique ways, God. We thank you for who you are and for all of the ways that you are working in each one of us in this room. We give the rest of this time of worship to you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we invite you to stand for our closing song.